This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, so I went to the game Saturday night, Matt.
I am so sorry.
I had a blast.
Liar.
But I did. I had a good time, but the game was...
Did you sit somewhere where they gave you free booze?
Yes, and food.
I knew it. You were either in the suite or the stadium club. It's the only way... That is literally the only way anybody could have enjoyed what transpired Saturday.
Guilty.
Anemic offense... Fumbling your way through a boring win over an FCS school that nobody wants to watch. You can be mad at me, but the reality is I'm calling it like it is. Nobody wants those games to be played. Nick Saban, God bless him, is trying to get rid of the FCS games. I would love to see all of the FBS get rid of the lower level games. Let me see all Power 5 against all Power 5 all the time. Give me stuff I actually care to see. But that's not going to happen, and certainly not in these 3 minutes, Michelle, so I digress. And we'll talk about what is going to happen. And that's LSU going to Auburn this weekend. And the good news is they'll have a full complement of players. Thereabouts, anyway. Of course, the three guys that got suspended before the season are still suspended. But Ed Ogeron with a little discipline this past weekend. Five guys sat among them. Left tackle Sadiq Charles, a Michael Divinity, the starting outside linebacker, a fullback Torrey Carter, reserve cornerback Jontre Kirkland, and Ed Alexander, the big nose tackle who rotates on the defensive line. All five of those guys sat out. And look, if you're going to discipline players, I guess it would make sense to sit them against Southeastern instead of the season opener against Miami when you feel like you might lose that game, and especially with all the noise around LSU coming into this season. So fine, you run them out there, you play them against Miami, you give them your token discipline and the slap on the wrist, make them miss a game against Southeastern that you're going to win anyway. I could have played running back for LSU, they would have beaten Southeastern, Michelle. But anyway, they'll have all these guys back. And look, that's critical, especially Sadiq Charles at left tackle. Auburn's defensive front is great. We're going to talk about this a lot this week. Auburn has an awesome, awesome, awesome defensive front seven. They got a guy named Derek Brown. He's like 300 pounds. He wears number five, which is kind of an oddity. You see a guy that big wearing number five, you know, single digit. But you won't miss him on Saturday. Phenomenal player. LSU's going to have their hands full with that Auburn defensive front to try to get anything going offensively. So to have your left tackle back, obviously, is huge. One other quick note, Austin Deculus, who started at left tackle for Charles against Southeastern, he's going to kick over and play right tackle this week. So maybe tinkering with some things. We'll see if it works. I got to protect Joe Burrow because Auburn's got a really good defensive front, and LSU has only won twice at Auburn since 1998. So home teams have dominated this series. Let's see if LSU can put it together on Saturday. Go get a win.
Only twice at Auburn, a win for the Tigers since 1998. Wow. What a stat. Well, we will certainly hope for a victory for the Fighting Tigers of LSU this Saturday. The game's at 2:30, by the way. That means our coverage is going to begin here on your flagship for LSU Sports, Eagle 98.1 at 9:30. Matt's going to be a part of that. Then Hunt Palmer with the LSU Sports Radio Network is going to join us a couple of hours before kickoff. Go Tigers! Matt's Moment every day around 4:20. And if you missed it, you can catch up on my blog at eagle981.com. And under lineup, click on Michelle Southern.